You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Cremation is becoming an increasingly popular option for people when they die. In fact, the rate of cremation in the United States is now at an all-time high, and statistics compiled by funeral directors show burials are actually on the decline. The shift to lower-cost cremation has had an impact on funeral homes, and it's resulted in many opening their own facilities for cremation. Family-owned Wood Funeral Home in Idaho Falls has been in operation for nearly 100 years. Joining me live on the phone is Brian Wood, who has been with the family business for the past 15 years. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to be on.
So first question for you, what is cremation for folks who may not be aware of it? I would assume most people know, but just in case.
Sure. So, there's typically three modes of disposition, your earth burial with a casket, and then what we're talking about today, cremation, and then a new one that's gaining some steam is called alkaline hydrolysis. But cremation is the breakdown of human remains via heat and flame into small bone fragments and ash.
Okay, so tell me about this third one,
alkaline hydrolysis. So it's actually nicknamed water cremation. So some people will group it into the cremation realm there. But what it is it is a chemical process where the body is actually placed in a giant, like a vat or a giant container filled with water and lye, which is an inorganic compound in it. It breaks down the remains through the chemical rather than through flame. So that's why they call it water cremation. And in fact, it is only legal in 16 states. Idaho is one of those states that it's legal in.
Huh.
So, but it's a new thing, though.
Okay, so here's my question then with that. Since it's lye, is there any remains left when the process is finished? Because with cremation, you both my parents have been cremated. So you get a little box, depending upon the size of the person, with ashes and things like that. So is there something like that with this third process as well?
Yep. In fact, it's almost identical to cremation. So once your traditional cremation is completed, the ashes are placed in an urn. And those ashes are basically the bones that have been broken down into really fine powder.
Mm.
And the same thing happens with your alkaline hydrolysis. Is that really just all that's left when that is final is really soft bone. In fact, in reading up on it, it explains that it can even be broken down into powder just in your own hand.
Hmm.
And so there's obviously a machine that kind of breaks the bone down, and then it's placed in an urn just as it would be if it was cremation via flame.
So how have funeral providers, and mortuaries like your business been affected by the decline in that traditional burial versus cremations and this alkaline process as well?
Sure. Well, just to quickly button up the alkaline process, I have never even seen or heard of a funeral home who has this machine yet. So I don't know how that is going to affect the industry, but I think it's going to be about the same as cremation. Hmm. I've heard that it costs about the same to purchase the equipment, and it costs about the same per process. So it is comparable to the cremation. But yes, your question, here in Idaho Falls, our caseload, we do about half and half. So we're following the national statistic here in Idaho Falls. We're right about 50% burial, earth burial with a casket, and right about 50% cremation. And really, we just offer as many services to our families that choose cremation as we do those that choose earth burial. And so that kind of helps, the funeral home be able to cover our overhead and continue to serve our families. Mm-hmm. We give them options that have value to them. We have a new building here where families can be involved really from beginning to end, similar to burial, where sometimes families want to come in and, mm-hmm. and help with the dressing of their loved one, or they want to help do grandma's hair, or they want to, you know, they want to be present when the casket is lowered into the grave. And, you know, we feel like cremation families as a whole have been underserved in our industry, in the country. And so we've been looking for opportunities to offer them more healing opportunities.
So talk to me about that then, because I wanted to ask you about this new cremation center that you have where, like you said, families can really participate in that cremation process. And so kind of take me through that. Is it, I don't want to get too graphic, but I mean, is it to the point of seeing the body being cremated, or is it really helping in just the process of, like you said, wanting to, you know, like you said, do grandma's hair, something like that?
Yeah, so not to the point where they actually view the actual cremation procedure. There's no windows into the actual cremation unit itself or anything like that. But what they're able to do here in this building is we have their own little front foyer area where they can view and be with their loved one first. You know, sometimes grandkids will want to leave a letter with grandpa, or they want to leave something or say goodbye. But also, our crematorium is housed in the same facility, and they can be in our nice, comforting foyer area, and we have a window into the crematorium area. So they can actually view their loved one being brought to the crematorium, which we've had more and more people want transparency in cremation. And so that they will actually be standing there looking through the window as we bring their loved one to the crematorium. And as we open it, they can be present as they're loaded into the crematorium. In fact, on their side of the, you know, in the kind of the comforting lounge area, we even have the room wired so they can turn on the crematorium if they decide that's something that they need to do. So it's just more involvement for them rather than them coming in and saying, we want cremation. And we say, okay, well, in 3 days, come pick up the urn.
Right. That's really interesting. I'm speaking with Brian Wood. He's of Wood Funeral Home in Idaho Falls about cremations. It's interesting you said the word transparency, because especially in about the last decade, we have heard numerous stories across the country about, you know, mortuaries, funeral homes where bodies were supposed to be cremated, then they were not, or they got the wrong remains of a family, you know, that was supposed to be their family member and was not. So is this, do you think, part of that process of allowing families to have more access?
For sure. Yes. In fact, I think that's slowly going away, you know, that worry, at least in our area. But when cremation started becoming on the rise, we did have families say, you know, how am I certain that this is grandpa that you're giving me? Or yeah, those exact things that you just mentioned. But I think the bigger picture here is that these families need more opportunities to have a therapeutic and healing experience. You know, I see a lot of families maybe a year later in the grocery store that I've helped here. And I, through the years, I'll say, you know, Mr. Jones, how have you been dealing since your wife passed away last year and was cremated? And he says, you know, some mornings I wake up and I want my wife to call me. I feel like she's still there. And I pieced together in my mind, you know what? He did not have enough opportunities to get through this grief process while we were with him. And so these additional opportunities are supposed to help in that process of the grief process. And that's the underlying purpose of having it here. And it gives those families, you know, like I said, burial families will come in and we'll have a whole slew of options for them to be involved. Where cremation families, before, it's almost like, it's been hard for funeral homes to say, well, you know, what can we have you do that you need personally?
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about that, too, is what you said in the past, because many funeral homes did not do the cremation process themselves, that, you know, there can be a lag time. And whereas, is that one of the reasons why you decided to have your own crematorium? A, because more people are asking for it, so it makes business sense to do that. But it also allows maybe families to be more involved.
Definitely. And they know, people will choose a funeral home because they know them, mm-hmm. they trust them. And so having like a third party crematorium does not always bring the comfort to the family that they need. They want to know that Brian Wood is going to take care of Grandpa all the way until he's placed in his urn. And so, in fact, we have two locations here in Idaho Falls. And what's unique here is we have a crematorium at both of our facilities so that if a family chooses our downtown main office, their loved one won't have to be, you know, taken to cremation at another place. It's done right here at the facility. And same with our office here in Ammon, where once Grandpa makes it to our Ammon facility, that's the last place he'll have to go, and the families don't have to worry about, you know, changing hands. Who's he going to now? But I will be there with him until, you know, we're finished up. And so, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. And I think that's a big part of it, is just so the families have the confidence knowing that someone that they know and trust is taking care of their loved one all the way to the end.
And, I mean, let's be honest. Dying is not cheap. Funerals cost a lot of money, especially if you do a traditional burial. So are you seeing more families choosing cremation? Because, it is more economical, frankly.
Yeah, sure is. In fact, that is a great thing that you bring up. You know, our cremation services really, it depends on the service that they choose. We have some families that come in and say, you know what, we want to have a viewing. We want Grandpa in a casket. We want to have a funeral service in your chapel. And then instead of going over to the cemetery, we would like cremation taking place at the end. And so the services really can be about the same. But what you bring up is our most basic options. So our most basic cremation option is much less expensive than the most basic burial option. So that's where the difference is there. You know, for example, when you choose to have someone buried, you of course have to purchase a casket. And let's say the family chooses a casket that costs $2,000. Well, that casket has to be taken to a cemetery, and the cemetery is required to have a cement vault lining the grave. Our minimum vault here is $1,000. So there's $3,000 so far.
And you have to buy the plot, and then you buy a headstone.
$500.
And it goes on and on. Yeah.
So just in the basic, even the most basic service we can offer, it can easily jump $4,000 just by choosing burial. And that's exactly right. You know, the economical reason, where with our most basic cremation, we charge about $1,500 for our very most basic service. And that gives them the urn at the end of the process. It covers our time, you know, picking them up, bringing them here, and kind of taking care of them while they're with us. And so you're right. That is probably the leading reason that the cremation rate has risen so rapidly through the last, you know, 15 years or so.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and talking with me. You know what? It is never easy to lose a loved one. And so to have those options and to know that, honestly, you are financially not going to break the bank in a time of grief is important. So thanks for the conversation, Brian.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I've been talking with Brian Wood of Wood Funeral Home in Idaho Falls about the increasing popularity of cremation.